Long, long ago, I'm talking 1999, three musicians in Brooklyn were looking for a lead singer to front their new band. Craigslist didn't exist in New York at the time, so Dan Massey did what people did back then. He placed a classified ad in the newspaper. Sally Ellison saw that ad, found Dan, and in perfectly analog fashion gave him a cassette tape on which she sang a lullaby.
Tuck a cloud up under my chin. Lord, blow the moon out, please.
That actual audition recording was used as the first track on the band's debut album, Rabbit Songs. The band is Hem. They've kept making lovely, critically acclaimed music for a decade and have just released their sixth studio album, Departure and Farewell. Dan Massey, Sally Ellison, and the rest of Hem. Welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you.
So classified ad, tape cassettes, all we needed is like a Y2K and Monica Lewinsky reference, and we'd have a complete motif. Your songs have roots further back than 1999 in, let's say, the American folk music tradition of the first half of the 20th century. Dan, you are the main songwriter. Is early 20th century where you're coming from?
I think that's where our hearts lie for sure. I think we all had parents who had really deep record collections.
Are there particular songwriters or performers who've influenced you the most?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love everyone from Stephen Foster and Gershwin and Copland, the Carter family, the Rolling Stones. I mean, it all feeds into this voice that we have developed as a group.
I'm a fan of all those. And the Gershwin Copland things, I guess, would explain some of the string stuff on this album.
I love those strings. That to me, that Copland, those big, wide-open spaces that he's able to conjure up with those orchestrations are a huge influence. And the idea was to wed that to folk songs and to pop songs and to see what it conjured up in that world.
And Sally, this music from the beginning, which has this sort of lullaby quality of sweetness and melancholy and these beautiful melodies, seems like a perfect match. Was there a eureka moment when you guys met and said, I'm perfect for this music?
You know, I do think that there was. I think I would have sung probably anything just to try something out. But when I heard Dan's music and his songs, I was so incredibly moved. I thought, this is exactly what I would want to be singing. And it's truly my favorite thing about being in the band is that I get to sing these songs first.
Before we talk some more, can we hear a song so people know what we're talking about?
Sure.
What will this be?
We're going to sing Tourniquet, or play Tourniquet.
2, 3, 1.
I'm broken, I'm breaking apart. Greenpoint pins down my hand. Red Hook pierces my heart. And my blood runs into the Gowanus Canal, where it sinks to the bottom and hurts like hell. Till their first bloody nose, which they laugh off despite how it seems that whatever gets left in a bar just becomes part of Brooklyn. Here we are. Oh, here we are. Just one. traffic comes to a standstill. We come to a standstill. I come to a standstill.
That was Tourniquet, performed live here in our studio by Hem, with Dan Massey on piano, Stephen Curtis on guitar and vocals, Gary Maurer on guitar as well, George Rush on bass, Don Landis on vocals and glockenspiel, and Sally Allison on lead vocals. It's a song that makes me want to produce a movie or create a TV show of which that would be the theme.
Please do.
Okay, thank you. And before we say anything else about the song, I need to tell our non-Brooklyn listeners that although the Gowanus Canal makes for a lovely lyric, the actual canal, which is five blocks from where I live, is a filthy backwater and a federal Superfund site. But it sounds romantic in the song.
Don't go there if you're a dolphin, for sure.
Does the Gowanus Canal, which is a lovely, romantic, but kind of ruined and polluted thing, serve as a metaphor for ruined pastoral?
The Gowanus Canal is a perfect example of what my world had become at that point, which was this ideal, beautiful, romantic place that had been sort of poisoned. When I wrote that song, I was in a really dark place. And Brooklyn, which is a place that I really love and has been my home for many years, just seemed really dangerous and toxic.
And Sally, when he was having in that dark place, was that precarious time for the band?
We actually had basically broken up. Dan was going through his descent, and there's a point where none of us were speaking to Dan in particular, and I think it was about 17 months that I didn't speak to him. It was probably the hardest time that we would have ever even imagined going through, because we are so not that kind of a band. We are absolutely a family. And the beauty at the end of that is that Dan came back to the land of the living, and we came back, and as any family that goes through a really hard time, we were as stronger than ever, which
like
is
like the
really
Rolling
nice.
Stones. they put up with Keith, and there he still is.
It's so funny to think of myself in the same.
It's so
just doesn't
we are
work.
Not that cool, really, no. Or not.
Can we hear another song?
This song is called "Walking Past the Graveyard, Not Breathing."
With iron wings, we are there though we can see them, and the breath inside is burning. Though the games we play as children came to harden into bone, hiding from this city made of stone. I'm walking past the grave. May the breath inside me stay as I stumble out the barroom, or I'm face down in the hallway where the games we played as children keep us safe when we're alone. Thank you. wants to spill, but if I'm breathing, then I'm talking, then I'm kneeling on the hill and saying, how I miss you, how I miss you, how I miss you still.
That was Hem performing Walking Past the Graveyard, Not Breathing, from their terrific new album, Departure and Farewell. Thank you so much for coming in here today.
Thank you, Kurt.
Hem's new album, Departure and Farewell, is out right now. And you listeners can watch a video of Hem's performance here in Studio 360 at studio360.org. I also want to thank you for being kind of our house band for this episode of Studio 360. How about one more song to take us out?
You got it.
And this will be what?
This will be the perfect ending to the perfect show. It's called So Long.
So long, my love. This world may not be enough. Let go, stay strong. So long, my love. What falls apart? Recalls where it was bound. Love comes.